见就当自己说妈妈，想就把多大呢？这边从南街走那边这三街路把了就三街，就当自己说妈妈，想就把多大呢？那一时间，这边从南街走那边这三街路把了就三街，就当自己说妈妈，想就把多大呢？那一时间，这边从南街走那边这三街路把了就。
You have a question? Just one, yeah.
Okay, I have a question here. It's still about this attachment to a self. So in the Lam Ling Chen Mo, it mentioned that attachment to a self at time of death does not occur among the non-returners, but it does not mention the stream enterers and one returner. And non-returners are those who will never get reborn in that desire realm. So I wonder why non-returner does not have this attachment to a self at time of death. What makes them so different from the stream enterers and one returner? Lam Ling Chen Mo mentioned, right? At the time of death, there's this attachment to a self. And this attachment to a self does not occur among the non-returners.
What? None?
The attachment to a self does not occur among non-returners.
Non-returner.
Non-returners.
Yeah.
Then, but it doesn't mention the stream enterers and one returner. That means stream enterers and one returners, probably they will take rebirth with this attachment to herself. Because the Lamy never mentioned stream enterers and one returners. Only mentioned that for this attention to a self, right, they don't occur among the non-returners. So I just wonder, what is the reason? Why non-returners do not take rebirth?
It's a non-returner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't have this attachment to a self.
Of course, because they don't have to return, come back.
Huh?
They don't have to return, come back, so they don't need the attachment.
Oh. So no need to go back to
return. If you don't come back, then you need attachment. You don't come back, then no need attachment.
But they do still take rebirth due to the former karma and delusion, right? The non-returner.
Non-returner means they don't come back. You don't have to come back to Singapore, you don't need the visa. No?
But do they take rebirth? I don't know. If they still take rebirth, right, then what makes them so special?
But they don't take rebirth in the desire realm. Yeah? Non-returner means they don't come back to desire realm anymore. So they don't take rebirth in desire realm.
So don't take rebirth in desire realm means we will not take rebirth with the attachment to herself. Is that the reason? That's my question actually. Why did the yeah?
What is your question?
Why? This why no returner take?
Huh?
Why no returner take rebirth without attachment to herself? Yeah, not occur in them. I just wonder why.
In the presentation of the hearers and solitary realizers, they talk of the four types of such persons. Yeah. They are the stream enterers, the ones returner, non-returners, and the four destroyers. Right. So, yes, the non-returners. Yeah. So the non-returners are those who will not. Will never ever be reborn again in the desire realm due to karma and afflictions. So in the presentation of the Hinayana paths, there are the discussion of these four kinds of superiors. Yeah. So essentially, they are all superiors. Yeah. Stream enterers and once returners are Hinayana superiors. They have achieved the Arya paths. Nevertheless, the stream enterers and the once returners still have to take rebirths in the desire realm. Yeah. So as for the non-returners, because they have abandoned the manifest afflictions of the desire realm, so therefore they are not reborn in the desire realm due to karma and afflictions. So the point is the non-returners do not have the craving that will nourish that karma to be reborn in the desire realm.
What he asked, what I've answered is okay? I don't know. Anyway, okay, never mind.
So if according to the lower Abhidhamma, the Abhidhamma Kosha, stream enterers and once returners are superiors.
Okay.
So continuing the text, so verses 94 and 95. I should not give directions with one finger, but instead indicate the way respectfully with also all of my right arm. Nor should I wildly wave my arms about. Instead, I should make my point by uttering sounds with mild gestures and a snap of fingers. Otherwise, I shall lose control. So if someone was to ask you for directions, you should point out to the person the right directions not with just one finger, but to point out the respectfully, you know, to the person the correct direction with your right hand. So here the verse is advising us to indicate the direction with a respectful attitude both physically and verbally.
So I have one story when I was in Dharamsala. I have told this before, I don't know, long time ago. I think very long time ago, I don't know. Maybe 1982, I don't know. So I was in Dharamsala, Tushita there, staying there for 2 months. Doing called Detsam, in Tibet. Not you call retreat, but what kind of retreat? Just memorizing the text. just to memorize text day and night. I need to complete certain texts. So I was memorizing, whole day, night time recite like that. So I was there 2 months, I think. And so that time is winter around December, January, like that, is quite cold there. So then, one of the mornings, so I came out from my room. It's sunshine, so I just came out from my room. Then I was outside of the gompa, sit down there because just sun just shine. So I just rest. I just came there rest in about 8 something. So then. Then I think there's one English nun, and I know her before. So then she brought some group of people, some other Korean or Chinese, I'm not sure. So they came to Tushita there. So then I was just sitting there in the sun, just sit down, Somehow she was bringing some people from the behind. Then I think she's looking for Roger, or I don't know, someone, I don't know. And she asked me, where is Roger's room? Or something like that. So because I feel very cold, I don't want to move myself. Just when the sun, just sit down there. So I said, I can see the room, just near, Then I pointed her, that is the room. Then she gets so mad and upset, you must stand and show me the way, Because room is, you can see just in front, but I just said, there's the room, But somehow she's not pleased by Of course, I'm not really happily want to go and this, you know. That's my problem. Because I just feel cold, I just want to relax, you know. Then I just went like that. So I just did like that. So then she become very upset. Then become so much unhappy for a long time. She didn't want to talk. So I didn't talk, you know. I didn't want to, so it become like that. So after 1 or 2 months, then okay, we become friends. We had dinner together. They said that. So like that. So our action, sometimes you can see that, our action, you know. Because I'm not really there, because I'm just sitting down and just pointing, you know. But if you really want to please the person, then you must stand, you know, with your respect way, a little bit bow down. Then of course, person is extremely pleased, you know. Huh? Venerable, this the way. Yeah, welcome to Tishita. So what I didn't do, you know, so. So this happened, you know, I mean, many apps like that, you know, when you're busy, when you're stressed, then some people ask you, where is the toilet? You like that, you know. Of course, your action, you know, pointing with one finger is not really pleasant, you know. I don't know. When you point with this finger, there's something wrong, you know. I don't know, this finger is quite strong, you know. When you're angry, you point like that, you know. Not like that, yeah. Not like that, you know, but you just do this, I don't know why this. Huh? Any reason? Why? When you're angry, you know, point to other, you know, point to other problem. You know. So like that. So here advice is don't point with one finger. Yeah. So I mean, of course, each finger has each meaning. I don't know who make the meaning. I'm not sure, you know. This means something, this means something, this means something, this means something, this means something. Who create this idea? I don't know. We just make this idea. I don't know whether it's good to tell or not good to tell, I'm not sure. So there's one time. I mean, one time when my teacher, who is now is 90 years old, you know, he came here at that time, so he came twice in Singapore. So I think one time Angela was cooking momo, you know, the dumpling with the meat. So he take the meat, so she cooked there in the my place and offered to Yellow Sala. So after then she asked my teacher how was the momo, you know, but then my teacher was pointing like this, you know, I don't know. My teacher, how's the momo? Angela asked that. Then she was giggling, so I don't know what does that mean, and I don't know. Then after I asked her, she said, oh, this is not good, I don't know, this is not good sign or something. But my teacher doesn't mean, what he means is, not the best, not the worst, medium, you know? No, it's not one time, he keeps saying this. Then she was laughing, but then my teacher says, they said not good, you know, she says not good sign. It's nothing wrong, he said. What, who make this thing? He means just not best, you know, just medium, you know, he said. Anyway, huh? Just you to wake up, yeah. So I don't know. So yeah, punish that. Yeah. So best, you know. With your whole finger is best. Not just, you don't have many different meaning, you just with the whole finger is better to show everything, yeah. With one finger there are so many different meanings, so better not. 어떻게 전달드리셔 조증다 지금 가라서나 시 마태바 마태 시도다 누가 누기 남주 상보 마진 남주 상보 진대에 돈에다 오늘 지 답하기 지 시험하다 남나서 못돼 어떻게다 럽자 숨겨래 제가 숨 다 숨 못 지금 시작해서 담색에 두시된 거야 어디 숨고도
So essentially this is an advice to indicate the direction with a respectful physical and verbal attitude so as to not cause non-faith in the other person.
Yeah.
And also here in verse 95, indicates that when you are showing, indicating directions to people or trying to make a point, you should not be waving one's arms wildly, and also not to shout or not to speak too loudly.
어떻게 저다 가르치나 오늘 지금 속에 그냥 락백 달아서 대고 그여나 안에 지금 다 타안이 보당 진대여 봐이나 지금 락밭 셰리 숙심부시 욕고 그여 말이야 락밭 중세 요새 세국이 다답지 아니 그게 고두구나 아니 고장치에게 다 대체 또는 락밭 요새 세국이 다 당시에 바로 아니 지금 된대 어떻게 다 락밭 숙심부시 욕 먹어야 어디 납작 쓴 거야? 다 다른 부시다 아니 지금 막고야 되네 나네 건데서 가가라와. 그래봐, 다디 다니 부시 고야 여신도 아니 랑게 다 지금 쇼신 부시 잡아이나 그 신은 내비 각자 인 거야. 저번 맞아 봤어 그거 저런 게 맞아 쓴 거야 어디 내서.
So it is a need to perform certain hand gestures, you know, to indicate the way or to attract attention and so forth. One can do it gently without moving the arms wildly, you know, waving, you know, and or if there's a need, one can snap one's fingers gently, you know, to attract the attention. Yeah, and basically, if the person you're communicating with is in within a earshot distance, there's no need to shout or speak loudly because if we do so, then there's the possibility of causing some disturbance to others. Yeah. But of course, it is a different matter if the person that you're trying to communicate with is far away, isn't it? Yeah.
So basically saying don't be kiasu, you know. So sometimes you go to restaurant, you know, some people they do nicely, you know, like that, you know. But some people like to the waiting like that, you know, then sometimes they can shout ooh, 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 something like that, then they put hand together. So I mean something like that, it doesn't show if somebody see your manner, so doesn't look such a nice person, you know, that without aggressive or strong, you know, then that people don't feel you're good, you know. So idea is that. And that people have negative mind. Oh, this person is like that, you know, so like that. So that's the idea, you know. So, how, 어떻게 하면, 단다. 어, 딘드리셔. 딘드리셔. 도시니 다 단다 데렸다 무슨만 시래 다 갔으나 데렸 거기 달라서 왔던 것도 아니 시위다 침부다 아니 저거 맞아봤는데 맞았어 어떻게 숨겨야다디 조조니 잠수스면 납치 숨겨야다 잠수스면바지나 디 동안치고야 디 맞지마이나 신기랑은 맞아봤지 신기랑은 맞아봤지 뭐 감사 바로 그 뉴스도 동안 어떻게 납치 숨겨야다 저 어디 났으면 돼.
So, in short, basically, these advice are for, you know, to stop people from becoming negative with oneself. And also these, behaviors or actions indicated, can be considered to be unglam, not acceptable, So, and here, this discussion is in context of advice for bodhisattvas, So, bodhisattvas need to behave in such way because if they don't, then there are people who may generate non-faith, may get disturbed, and through that, then those people will have to fall to the lower realms, isn't
it?
So then next, what to do when sleeping? Just as the savior, just as the protector lay down to pass away, so should I lie in the desired direction. And first of all, with introspection, make up my mind to quickly awaken or rise. Yeah.
어떻게 다 아니시다 아니시다 예외 군주 다 단다 예외 내가 불러야 단다이다 선 아니시 다다 산지 좀 된데 아니시 구세 타만 양할에 대해 잡았다 만 깝라 아니시다 가소래 다 독신이 심한 당신 다 독신이 내당 진앙 신신이 아니 예고에 납자 숨겨래
아 here so here is an advice for us to lie down, adopting the posture that the Buddha did when he displayed the deed of passing away into parinirvana.
The law, so the each of the world, and your matting watch, don't dang it up. Did it? Pushing in Yatash, the doctor, collapse. Do it. Eat the watch, your body, the English, the today.
Yet
the water. The unity thing, the love, eat the English, in the watch, don't love what it does, jump in the to serve, and it's wrong.
So, one should lie on one's right side, putting your right hand, resting your head on your right hand, and you lie straight, and then you place your left hand on your body. So usually, somehow, if we were to lie on our right side, it seems a little bit more uncomfortable than if we were to lie on our left side. No?
I notice myself that. When I sit this way, I don't know, look more easy to fall asleep, look more comfortable. Like that. When I sleep this way, Not that compared to these two. This not that comfortable compared to these two. Something a little bit uncomfortable there. Yeah. You're, I don't know, somehow like, not so like, but, so like, sure, so the my not on the TV, Cabri, so
that. Anyway, it seems like you don't feel relaxed, you know. Seems when you ride on your right side. Yeah.
You see that? No. I don't know.
Can't see.
Could be, I don't know, according to scientists, because our tummy is this side. Yeah?
Tummy is on the right.
Our tummy. Heart or tummy?
Heart's on the left, tummy's on the right. Tummy's on the left.
Left, this side, yeah? So when you sleep like that, your tummy is resting there, more comfortable. When you sleep this side, your tummy is a little bit pulling you. No? I don't know, but just could be that. I don't know. Somehow it's that or that. Tanda nyung po tira. But supo kara sor pe. Lala papi nye maeng maeng sa. Tindi kengi ani ko kara sor pe. Tinshe ten la. Tenpa maje pa yung hai. Tinshe ten po. Tinshe ten la kebara yung hai. Oti sungi yore. Tanda. Nituk si nye pa yung na. Shui shi ta nituk po kushe te. Pen kono. Tinme che. Tinde macha wachis ta chenpa suya da kebara yungay o tuksi nyebay na di sungu yore da.
So, I guess because of that, you know, therefore when we sleep lying on the right side and do fall asleep, it does make a difference to be able to maintain a mindfulness and vigilance, yeah, in that the sleep does not become too deep, you know, the kind of sinking type, you know, like the kind of sleep that we get if we were to lie on our left side, yeah. You know, we're completely, you know, absorb right in the sleep, yeah.
I talk to me, need then, talk what? Talk to you, could have that on that bed, look, bed, curl up on the chandle, and you need to push you, young chair, and it's you, Carasore. Or today, you went, Taganashi, take up that, it's you, that Carasore, and it, Nilam, Tuga, you had it, Toxin, you had it, Sumtua. Nilam, that, me to be Nilam Mambo, you had it, today, King, you had it, Sumtua.
So, although it's more comfortable lying on our left side, but because it is so comfortable, then the sleep becomes very thick, yeah, very heavy, so maybe very difficult to wake up. Yeah. And also, it is also said that such a posture does lend oneself to unpleasant dreams or nightmares. Yeah.
어떻게 제가한테 점대대 당시 예봐이나 아니 루디 토부슈만 내 긴기 아니 템바 마셔봐요 해 잡으러 준 거요 다가는시 니 토부슈 잡이요 말해 아니시 아니시 토부 니람 된다 마다 어디다 잡으러 준 거래 소트 숨겨라
so if you were to adopt the Buddhist practice of lying on our right side then because the sleep is not completely, totally relaxed, and therefore it will not be heavy, and therefore it's easier to. It helps in maintaining mindfulness and vigilance, and also maybe a less occurrence of those bad dreams.
Yeah. 아니지 강토도 니도 마저 버도 아니지다 거기 계획 로지 가도 이나지 준비도 치고 해 그러고 니 마셔 버도 주나 독신다 계획 로지 온도 교답치네 삼바티 대신 내고 해야지 다 계획 로지 온도 열심히 가네 아니 지 니도 좋아 삼바티 대 땡과에 남자 숨겨라
And also the advice is that while we are in that lying down on the right side in the position while trying to fall asleep, for as long as we do not fall asleep, no? So we should maintain, you know, to manifest a virtuous state of mind, you know? And then to let ourselves fall asleep within a virtuous state of mind.
Oh, then I'm just mà nhẹ sẽ thấy như tụi mà được thiên đạo lại hắn chứ trên sẽ tiền của giờ này có số này như muốn làm số bán chứ mình chơi với nó như muốn làm số bán ngon được chụp cái tụi mình đó anh ấy trên sẽ tiền của anh ấy sẽ đó như muốn làm số bán ngon được chụp vậy nó ta thiếu ngon được bao nhiêu nhá trên sẽ tiền chứ anh ấy xem chơi là mình bao nhiêu tiền chứ như tụi tao tham lắm trong quá.
So at the time of falling asleep, one should also apply mindfulness and vigilance to check if any afflictions are manifest. If any afflictions are manifest, then we should try our best to remove them, yeah, to make them go away, and then try, you know, to fall asleep within a virtuous state of mind.
Yeah. 나의 뜻이 일하지 마세요. 도다니 다 워기 나오다서 같은 데라요. 색샘 때고에 어디냐 걸로 뱉고 낙투미 만들었고 나와지 일하지. 워기 나오다서 안 진짜 샘 때지. 아니 지금 막 니도 돼라 높아야 어디야.
And also at the time of falling asleep, we should bring to mind an object. Bring to mind this illumination. Yeah, you know, think of something bright. You know. And clear. So this helps, you know, to not have very deep sleep.
Oh, then the song. That one, she, I need to. That I need to. Because somebody did that thing. I need to. That man, yes, I need something. I'm not looking inside. That don't. Oh, that one, you do. That sugar. I'm not looking inside. Do she did it? I need to somebody. You do that. Do she? What did she?
And one also needs to have the attitude, you know that wanting to wake up early the next morning to have that, to manifest that thought, you know, prior to falling asleep.
Ani shinju res, di sungu yore, che zangda, karsore, da, gyewe ngangdu, ani chi nyi kutubi chungna, ani rangi kang, nyi kubi nyi tamche, ani gyawar chaye, watil sungu yore.
So as we've seen in the module on mind and awareness, sleep is a changeable mental factor. So as such, if we are able to fall asleep within a virtuous state of mind, and the entire sleep becomes virtuous.
Yeah. Oh, tu sini tak nak sih, ane sih tak. Tanda ni kuda tak nak sih. Sanje ni tak nak sih sini ni. Sebab ni tanda cinta ni sih. Tapi tanda sanje ku ni yang alat datang. Ane sih tanda tanda sanje Yesus tempa sih. Tapi tanda ni sanje tiada. Tiada yang penyu tapi. Oh, sanje tu tanda yang alat tiba res. Sini tanda ramai tu sini tanda ni kuda sih. Oh, tiada sih ni apa ina. Ane sanje Yesus tiada. Ane sunum saya. Oh, tiada tiba res sungguh.
Saying, you know, when we try to fall asleep, you know, while adopting that the posture that the Buddha was in when he demonstrated the deed of passing away into parinirvana, so we think that, oh, this was how the Buddha laid down when he passed away. Then there's the additional benefit of remembering the Buddha. Yeah, so when we remember the Buddha, we accumulate merit.
Oh, tu sini. Tadi dia tinggi le. Tada, anda tidak sini apa yang nanti mida memangin dapat mengapa? Sanjir Yesus dan sini apa yang nanti mida memangin dapat mengapa? Oh, tidak sungguh ya.
So it is said that if we are able to fall asleep while remembering the Buddha, we will not be subject to any harms, including harms from non-human entities.
Oh, tu sini. Ani. 최신에 들었다면서 뒤에 자라인 것도 앞에 나온 것 미지직이 로규리 니마지를 자라인 거지. 뒤에 송도 앞에 나온 것 보고 충중할 게 뒤에 야 잘롱체 뒤에 경고차 뒤에 시도하신 거로 뒤다 뒤랑 송바시 니마지를 자라인 납시 뒤에 송구여래. 그러나
So there's an advice of, you know, there's this advice of conflating or, you know, the four major periods in one's life, you know, into a day, you know. So, you know, we are born, and then we grow up, and then, you know, we are in adult aging, and then there's death, yeah, isn't it? We can, you know, so these are four major periods. Yeah, so there are these four major periods in one's life, isn't it? Yeah, and these four major periods, you know, can be looked at, you know, from the perspective of one day. You know, if you apply it, you know.
Oh, then the 집어, 저와 집에 두당 집어 도시 부계로 집어 넣으신다 주문과 랑제다 돈다 마두야 랑거로 왔다 니마샤시 랑거로 와 어디다 집어 제 집에 두당 집어 됐어
So, waking up in the early morning is like the a child being born.
어, 도시네. 디네 많이 식다. 야시 아니 식디네. 아니,
We wake up and then we go to work, you know, doing all sorts of things in the day, yeah. So that is like the main part of the day, working day, let's say, you know.
Dharma. So.
So that is like the rest of your adult life, yeah.
Adult life, yeah. Adult life, yeah. Okay. 또래 지금 아 아니 시다 내가 찾는다 아니 공도 찾는다 그러나 다 경고 잡아라 다 좀 더 다 경고 잡아라 집받아 어떻게 쓰게 하래 다 공도 찾 내가 제 당시도 그래 경고 잡아라서.
Then you know, and after a full day of work, you come back home. You know you're tired. You're resting. Yeah, so that is like one's old age. Yeah, when one is old. Yeah, perhaps in retirement. You know, we are old. Yeah, basically.
That time your old age. What do you mean? Did I ma? Ani si ta? Tang chen ne gong da ta ni du gal ta den zhi gal ta tang che se ta di ne gal ma ri du gal.
Then, at the end of the day, you're so tired, and then we just lie on the bed, feeling so tired, and being unable to move. So, there's like an old person who is very sick. Right, on the verge of death, yeah.
Oh, toxin, tindesinita, mazot, any, took this toxinta, go, namshara potenzo kartuya, rwa, tangazota, jungshetinzo, da, ombu, shavatinzo rapatinzo kartuwa, kakche, any sita, nikutuya, the yikinam shemoto, onshetinzo kartuwa, da, nikuya negala, the shiva, that on the shiva, shiva, hotel.
So as we fall asleep, the sense consciousnesses are all become dormant, and you know, yeah, they all dissolve, yeah, become dormant in time of sleep, yeah. So only the mental consciousness is kind of there, yeah. So that is like dying, isn't it?
The Shiva,
So that's like dying, and then ending up dead, yeah.
Oh, tinggal siapa? Tiada mana ni cerita ni khusyeh ni milam tang, eh? Tapi milam tak milam parto nang sih res, tapi milam tang je. Ani cerita tu sih ni dah mana dah nam milam tang dia dia tak parto tu semua saya otot semua.
And during sleep, no one has dreams, yeah. So the dreams are, you know, the dreaming, no, the stage is can be likened to, one being in the intermediate state, you know, after one has died, yeah.
어 독신 독신 아니 니 독신이다 산야 니체인 누가라 다 독신 니체인 산 니체바디 다 깨바샤바 다 기스도 있는 자와 다 깨바샤바지 기스도 있는 자와다 좀봐 어떻게 말해
In the next morning we wake up, so that's like, you know, taking on another new rebirth, yeah. One has entered into a new rebirth, a new life. So even in one day, you know, you can look at, you know, that one particular day in terms of birth, you know, getting, being born, you know, living life, and then aging, and then, dying. Yeah. So, waking up afresh, you know, on a new day, is actually like a new rebirth, yeah. Although we feel that, you know, we are the same person and everything is the same, you know. But actually, yesterday has already passed. And today, the person of today and the person of yesterday is essentially is a different person, yeah. In the sense. And the time is, and everything is different, yeah. Although we feel that it's the same,
yeah.
So, in a sense, death is like sleeping. Because when we fall asleep, the grosser elements and the grosser consciousnesses dissolve, become dormant, isn't it? Right? And it's not as if the stream of consciousness is cut, yeah. The stream of consciousness is still there, and then we wake up the next day. So death is pretty much like that. In that sense, there's nothing. In that sense, perhaps there's nothing to fear about death. In that dying is like going to sleep. Isn't it? When you are in the time of dying, so the grosser elements dissolve, the grosser consciousnesses dissolve, and then what's left at the end is the extremely subtle stream of consciousness, which will move on, yeah, to the next existence, right? So we don't fear when we fall asleep, isn't it?
Oh, 독신이 때때때 삼단도 하나 안 치워라 치워라시 어때래?
So if you think about it in this in such a way, then perhaps there's nothing much to fear about death in it, death itself.
남시배 체지 매바 차야지 이랍니다. 어때요?
So it's not that the your consciousness or you go out of existence, you know, at the time of death, yeah.
어때요? 저 조조가 좋다. 어때요? 아직 아니지? 또 조조들하고 남시 준주지 자와산에 나서지 랭기요 하래. 내가 나 자와산에 나서 된다고 아니지요? 그동안 나서준 거요 하래. 독신이 디데인상다 낭배슈네 납작이야 디레 치워코랑 오다나 시에고에 마디나야고 치시다 자와 린도 상야 나서면서 동안 용구여래 자노 디데 마용해시 아니 답실라 단단에 샘상보치고야 추치고야 자와 죽고야 어디 납작 숨구여래 그러고다 소소히 자와 남바를 타보시 두바이나 아니 고 치워서야 되고 니코바다 치바래 고 치고해지미도 그러고다 자와 남바를 타보시 마두바이나 오늘치다 선이 저와신 렌도가나 동안 봐도 너무 연구해 진대기다 다 집어 연구로 와 그러고
So death itself, there's nothing to fear about death in itself. But after death, depending on virtue or non-virtue that you've accumulated, then you get either a good rebirth or a bad rebirth. And depending on the kind of rebirth you get, then there are all kinds of happiness or suffering that we have to endure, isn't it? Yeah. So, if we have lived our life practicing the Dharma or cultivating a good heart or engaging in virtue, then there's nothing to fear about dying, isn't it? Right. So, if you have lived a life like that, then dying is like just falling asleep. Then you get another good rebirth. Yeah. What we need to fear is not is having created a non-virtue. Yeah.
Oh, Trisha. Oh, Trisha. That didn't matter. Trisha. That turned to us. Said it. That chances him is job. That same man is somebody else.
Then the summary, from among the limitless deeds of a bodhisattva that have been taught, I should certainly practice as much of this conduct that trains the mind. So, yeah, in general, if we look at the bodhisattvas, the training for the bodhisattvas, you know, like the six perfections and the four ways of gathering sentient beings into one's fold, these trainings are really extensive and limitless. Yeah, yeah. But in short, yeah, they are all instructions for modifying the behaviors of one's body, speech, and mind. So even if one cannot for now engage in all those limitless trainings, but one can train to modify one's physical, verbal, and mental behavior as it is taught here in this text. Yeah.
Oh, 독신해. 다 되네마 다 시바 아니지 라바 무슨 좀배 속을 집에 탑세시도다 라바 무슨 속을 집에 탑세시도시 어디라다 들 라바 무슨 소벌집에 답세에 들으셔. 다 딜라니 인당 쯤을 랜섬도 봉보섬을 던져시. 야당 전주 쌤 됐네. 아니 동일 항마 디시셔스.
Okay, next the method for making the trainings are excellent or perfect, I guess. Three times by day and three times by night, I should recite the Sutra of the Three Heaps by relying upon the victors and the mind of enlightenment, by remaining downfalls will be purified.
Mm-hmm. 샤바치당 야 멘타지 숨겨래 자동 좀 많이 나 아니 디데시 아니 디게 자동 다 버리지 아니 라야 찬스 쓰면 또 말래 어디 숨겨래
So if one has taken the bodhisattva vow, one has to avoid committing the root downfalls and the faults. Yeah. If a root downfall occurs, then one is supposed to confess to a person who holds the bodhisattva vow, and after confessing it, then one should retake the bodhisattva vow.
어떻게 다 또 되게 전에 다 아니지 다 또 소수 버치고 해 어떻게 쓰고요?
So if a bodhisattva root downfall has occurred, one needs to retake the vow to revive the vow. Yeah.
어떻게 되네 맞다. 근데 들어 숨에 들 아니지 다 니셀로 소바 다 대신 아니지 다 가서 왔다 니셀로 소바 어떤데 다 그래 다 니셀로 소바 다 저도 많이 배다 신 니셀로 소바 텐데 충분히나 다 가든지 샤고 그래서나 다 본부 숨바로 되는지 덕신이 샤고 치고 그래서 어떻게 숨어
If a secondary transgression or fault, a secondary transgression occurs, So he has said that we should confess them through the recitation of the Sutra of the Three Heaps.
어떻게니? 다 뒤서도 아니지 가서나 다 본보수면도 서도 던다니 다 먼저 넘지 된데 동시하게 뒤로 숨겨라 뒤로 다 본보수 봐서는 다 뒤로 본보수 무서도 시작과 아니 제수이라 뭐와 어떤데 숨겨되기야래 어떻게니 본보수 무서야 동시하래.
Okay, so the Sutra of the Three Heaps is what is commonly known as the confession of the Bodhisattva downfalls, or confession to the 35 Buddhas. Yeah. So the Sutra of the Three Heaps, what are the Three Heaps? They are confession, rejoicing, and dedication.
어떻게 해? 진드리셔 어떻게 해? 당당히 아니시겠다. 그러나 단 예제로 소가 시연다. 아니시겠다. 아니 시작과 진도 가라 당당히다. 잡이오 그러나 다 다섯 송으로 소가 잡이오 자 진대였었다베. 아니 뒤 다 땡기 독착이어래. 어떻게 해? 다가 나시 아니시겠다. 가라 아니시 전주 숨자는 믿네. 아니 전주 숨 깨고해. 어떻게 해다 잠도다 숨 깨고해. 아니 되게 다 땡겨 돕신 참가하래. 다가 나신 돈다님보다 안에 동시에 돈시에 돈백갑라야. 딱, 님보 돕시 참여하네. 안에 보게 되파샤에. 어떻게 치고를 니시라서만 샤고 그래서 어떻게 선수만 했으래.
So here, if one is doing confession to the 35 Buddhas, then one visualizes the 35 Buddhas, and in their presence, one goes for refuge and then generating bodhicitta. So that constitutes the power of the foundation, yeah. And then in doing the practice, then one will be confessing one's negativities and whatever downfalls and secondary transgressions that one has committed.
Oh, Tirisha, Tina Ta Labi Shi says to Ram Shinji Oyan Ru Nego Kant Chichu Yang Labrasuma Kayim Negab Del Bede Labs.
Then next is whatever I do on any occasion, whether in terms of myself or others, I should make an effort and learn whatever training has been taught for that occasion.
어떻게 단단히 못해? 단 라비스 단단히 다 랑기 단단히 나래 아니 치도 잡아 숨지게 된 강체가 있나요? 단 내겁다 강도 강체가 있나요? 단단히 지 가르소래 단 전주서만 남지 아니지 랑기 된 나 신기 된 가래 잡아 있는 티가나 단단 주주는 숨만 당신 다 대당 통바시 아니 시월 주주는 숨만 당신이 대당 통바시 아니 가도 있나다. 제가 이제 아니 된대나 높고 그랬어 어떻게?
So when bodhisattvas, you know, whatever they do, whether it's to accomplish their own purpose or to accomplish the welfare of others, whatever they do, you know, should be in accord with whatever is taught here in this text. So when bodhisattvas engage in activities to accomplish their own purpose or the purposes of others, they have to do it through their body, speech and mind, isn't it? Yeah. So all activities that they engage in with their body, speech and mind should be in accord with what is taught in this text. Yeah, because you have seen so far, isn't it? There are many advice given here in this text. No? Pertaining to how or what kind of physical demeanor we should adopt, you know, what kind of verbal, how we should speak, and what kind of attitudes, you know, and what kind of thoughts we should have.
Oh, to see. Then my dad just said something. My lord, then he came to me and said that maybe travel or something like that.
There is no such thing as something that is not learned by the victor's children. Thus, if I am skilled in abiding in this way, nothing will be non-meritorious. Bodhisattvas work for the benefit of others. So in order to work for the benefit of others, they have to know a lot of stuff, they have to know everything. Yeah. So there's nothing that the bodhisattvas should not learn.
Yeah.
Well, it is taught that the bodhisattvas have to know the hearer's path and the solitary realizer's path, and they have to meditate on the hearer's paths and the solitary realizer's path. The reason being that the bodhisattvas have to take care of the welfare of those who are the hearers and solitary realizer's lineage. Yeah. So in order to take care of such persons, in order to help them, the bodhisattvas have to know those paths before they can actually help those who are from those the hearers and the solitary realizers. Yeah.
Because
the bodhisattvas need to work for the benefit of others, so they need to know everything that could possibly be known. So they need to learn, and of course they do so with mindfulness and vigilance. Yeah. In fact, everything that the bodhisattva does, including moving around, waving their hands, you know, gesturing and so forth, everything is a cause for enlightenment. Everything is a cause for accomplishing of the sentient beings' welfare. And as such, everything that the bodhisattvas do accumulate great merit.
Yeah. 오늘 지 텐션 약보 된다는 식이 아니 될라 아니 식 오늘 지 자와 강 잡아내는 심지도 강 잡아내고 손음 사이 주로 하시 아니 근데 잡아라 아니 손음 마섭이 여 말했어 그럼 아까지 늦바지 있나요 예 그 예용어 유튜브지 어떻게 되기다 유튜브에 연결했어 그래서
so yeah so the with mindfulness and vigilance the bodhisattvas you know are able to learn you know and many things and be able to use them to benefit the sentient beings and it is said that because it is said that the bodhisattvas are even able to you know convert you know transform you know things that are usually non-virtuous and into things that are virtuous So in short, this verse is saying that the bodhisattvas, because they need to work for the benefit of all sentient beings, therefore they have to learn everything. So next, dedicating the virtue for the welfare of other beings, directly or indirectly, I should not do anything other than the welfare of sentient beings. Solely for the welfare of sentient beings, I should dedicate all towards enlightenment.
Oh, dear. That did not any see ranking was so any subject to share, was so much share, any was share, any chuggy, chuggy, any pentosha, paganashi, any shana, something was any something was over ginger, any was subject to end to be nare, and Timembacha, any see rangeta, was within the chow of magic by nare, so sunny, can do in jeju chess, and some new rules of a day, did they any chavainaya, and did they come by? 아니 그런 게 강습이 겨와디 아니 심지어 신앙마야시 어떻게 지고야
So whether one is directly benefiting sentient beings through giving teachings or material gifts or one is engaging in your daily prayers or when you are in retreat you know, and so forth so whatever virtue that one accumulates is to be dedicated to the welfare of sentient beings
어떻게 나도 나이 라인 아니까 또 지도자와 아니 심지어 군의 지도 아니 전주배 지도 이런 게 전에 안타가 나신 뭐와 뒤져라 지혜 어디를
So in terms of striving one is striving to accomplish only the welfare of, of sentient beings and likewise you know, that is reflected in one's dedication as well when you dedicate your roots of virtue you dedicate it for the welfare of all sentient beings
어두신은 제상 다랑기 계속 강 잡아있나요? 다 심지 랑기 계속 두숨도 사비 계속 강 잡아있나요? 다 심지의 지도 아니지 조별 산지의 고방 다 심지 탐지 산지의 고방을 구해 지도 아니 계속 탐지 아니 조별 장수 탐지의 지도 아니 사랑기 모아치에 모놈 대비 어떻게 숨겨라
So one makes one prays and one dedicates the roots of virtue to the achievement of complete enlightenment so that one can accomplish the welfare of sentient beings.
Oh, that didn't mean it's a giving. That was too much giving. That then go ahead, he loves your song with Serbia.
Next is the advice on relying on a minor virtuous friend.
어떻게 다그리 기회싱에 네 대전토나 해봤던 전주선의 도시소 속에 시합이 당했어.
Never even at the cost of my life should I forsake a spiritual friend skilled in the meanings of the Mahayana who abides in the supreme modes of conduct of a bodhisattva.
어떻게 네 가르스나 다 아니지 가서 다들 나서만 하시래 아니지 다 제단 다 니네서도 남을 나서다 친. 치마다 집어라 갈수나다 통만 아니지 갈수래 아니 신이 땜발라 담보 아니 신이라 윤대 가리에 신고에 랍샤지 숨고도 랍류나다 어디 신고에 로 전체 기회 치니 된자 라메 치니 된자
So, in the stages of the path to enlightenment, it is mentioned clearly the qualifications of a minor virtuous friend. So we should know well what are the qualifications of the minor virtuous friend. We also have to know well what are the necessary qualifications of a suitable disciple as a student. Many of you now are familiar with the topic of correctly devoting to the virtuous friend, isn't it? Right? On the basis of knowing the qualifications that a minor virtuous friend should possess and the qualifications that a suitable student must possess, then on the basis of that, then you should know what are the benefits, what do you get, if you rely correctly on such a teacher, and what are the faults, or what are the disadvantages you will experience, if you make mistakes, if you give up that relationship, yeah. And then it was for the actual way of relying on the virtuous friend, then there's the reliance in thought and reliance in action, yeah.
Because there are so
much benefit, and profit, if we rely correctly on the qualified minor virtuous friend, and because there are so many disadvantages and problems that will ensue if we rely incorrectly on that qualified minor virtuous friend. Therefore, here it says, never even at the course of my life should I forsake such a virtuous friend.
I should train in devoting myself to my spiritual master in the manner taught in the biography of Sri Sambhava. This and other trainings spoken by the Buddha, I should understand through reading the sutras. I should read the sutras because it is in them that the practices appear. To begin with, I should look at the Sutra of Akashagaba.
Lama di Norsang.
벌 준 거네. 너 아니 가서 전주서면 노성에 담아 친자 라마 간듯이 땡고 그래. 수도가 나네. 아 노성이다. 어때 나왔다 동복급이 또 나한테 숭해로다. 라마 땡주 숭해. 람자다 뒤 숭해.
In the array of the stocks sutra, there is account of Sri Sambhava going to the Bodhisattva Nosang, asking, you know, how one should rely on the virtuous friend. Yeah. So the account is given here in the arrays of the stock sutra.
Yeah.
So, there are, in the sutra it's mentioned, yeah, there are about 9 attitudes, yeah, how a disciple should rely, yeah, on the virtuous friend, isn't it? I don't remember everything, like a boat, like a mountain, like a dog, like a servant, so and so forth. Yeah, there are 9, yeah, so 9 listed, 9 attitudes.
어떻게네? 다또나 인생이 어떻게네? 땡고 해라죠 숨겨야래. 빼나다 빼나 지내고도 빼나스 빼나 빼셔본들 다 도지 수도가나 오늘지 도지 때문에 감기가 미쳐봐서 어떻게네? 또나 인생이는 대박도 약보시고 해지. 이 감기 양박에 미쳐봐서 해서 또나 진짜 구그래서 어떻게네? 진짜 땡고 그래서 해라죠 숨겨.
So for example, once you rely on the virtuous friend, and one's attitude, you know, should be like a vajra. Vajra is unshakable, yeah, isn't it? So when you rely on your virtuous friend, it doesn't matter what kind of conditions you meet, you never give up. Yeah.
Oh, 다가나신. 아니 다가나신. 다 랑이 라마 때문에 갑라. 아니 시다. 동안 망보시. 아니 시 용대. 다 근데 동안 망보 용배 갑라. 아니 시 동안 되게 아니 시야 거기 가서나 쓴라. 아니 간주 먼저 드네 말이야. 다 단단히 리나신. 아따다 심무고와 스타타다 리나 심무고와체 어떤 동을 중에 깬시시야 지금 소소 쓰나야 지 테러게 어떤 데 있어 남아 때문에 깬게 된데 좀 대중세 내게 깬게 한 지금 쓰면 동아 중체 다 심무고와 세스테 수가 리나 심무고래 소티 수가
And in the course of relying on the virtuous friend, one may meet with challenges and difficulties because of certain conditions, you find it difficult and so forth. At those times, you know, one's attitude, one's reliance on the virtuous friend should be immovable like a mountain. Regardless of whatever conditions, your attitude is like immovable, it's firm as a mountain. Yeah. You don't, you know, you're not fickle, you know, you don't change. You know.
어딘데기 때문에 다가나시 아니지 가서 그랬다 빼나다 아니지 랑길라메 아니지 차와 강구바이나 아니지 다 대라 매바 매바시 아니지 징이 떨라면 돌아 들이 매바시 아니 첸당시 아니지 랑길 요보지나 내가 가래구바이나 치그러와 어딘당시 이제 랑길 첸도 따고야 라메 차와 강 차바이나 라메 내가 가래치고야나 오늘씩 첸당시 다시 세바티를 댄시 아니지 거기 아니 록고야 디스고야라
And one's attitude should be like a servant in that whatever work you are given, you know, you do it you do it, yeah, without, you know, there's no, I mean, a servant doesn't, I mean, you don't negotiate, yeah, you don't not do, you do it, yeah. So whatever advice, jobs, work given by the guru, then one should do it, yeah.
다가나시 아니시다 기타고 세대 팀에다 변해 기스 변해 변해 소소 지지해봐야나 나 소소 이제 저놈 담아야나 강 담아야나 직시도 봐 기대 직 비 시와시 대시 뭐다 직 콩초시 시 지금 말하게 남기도 용미도 와 알아봐 따뜻하다 어떻게 아니 랑이 개위신이 때도 가나 다
one should be like a dog, yeah. So you know, if you were to scold your dog, yeah, it doesn't get angry, it just looks at you, you know, happily, you know, it doesn't get angry, doesn't retaliate, yeah. So likewise, you know, when relying on the virtuous friend, you know, one should not get angry.
And
one should rely on the virtuous friend, like an obedient child. An obedient child follows exactly what the parents tell them, yeah? Advices, yeah?
So
here the verse in verse 103 is indicating, you know, the kind of attitudes that we should train in when relying on the virtuous friend. Then one should also be clear about the essential points of the trainings that you're going to engage in, yeah? And you can make yourself clear about these points by referring to the source that the sutras,
yeah?
So here the commentary is saying that for those who have taken the Bodhisattva vow, one must definitely look at the sutra of Akashagava. Well, the reason being because after you have taken the Bodhisattva vow, you have to know what are the root downfalls and what are the secondary transgressions. And the Sutra of Akashagaba is clear on that. Yeah. One should also rely on the treatises, the commentaries here. I should definitely look at the compendium of trainings again and again, because what is to be constantly practiced is clearly and extensively shown there. So the compendium of trainings was composed by Shantideva himself, yeah, and he advises us to also look at that text. That text is quite elaborate, yeah. So it's not sufficient to look at it once, but you know, something that we have to look at over and over again. Alternatively, I should sometimes look at the condensed compendium of sutras
Also, I should make an effort to look at the second composed by Aryan Abhijuna. So Chandideva advises that alternatively, one can also look at his condensed compendium of sutras. One should also look at the same text with the same name composed by Aryan Nagarjuna. So Chandideva and Nagarjuna both compose text with the same name, compendium of sutras here. But it seems that the one composed by Chandideva is not extant or existent in Tibetan language. It was not translated into the Tibetan language. I should do whatever is not forbidden in those works. I should impeccably practice whatever training I see in order to guard the minds of worldly people. The defining characteristic of introspection in brief is only this, to examine again and again the states of my body and mind. Thus, I should put these into action with my body. For what can be achieved by merely expressing words? Will sick people be benefited merely by reading the medical
texts?
So here it's saying that we should investigate, you know, with vigilance to see if our behavior, our body, speech and mind are contrary to the Bodhisattva training, and we should also check if we are coming under the control of our afflictions. Yeah. So the point is to rely on mindfulness and vigilance, yeah, and practice in that way.
Oh, toxin, tinema, and she look at the atoton that the tamatella tonsatan, rangi taton dying, rangi yams of lenguas, rangi tat, luma, sem, otiganichi taton, yams of languia, and it is just sunker, yams of malana, and it pematon, I said, Benam, Susan Yabaina, and it she make.
So the last verse of this chapter is saying that we should put all these advice into practice with our body, speech and mind. For if we don't, there's no benefit in just knowing the teachings, just as how a sick person, somebody who is very sick, will not recover to merely reading a medical journal. Yeah.
어떤 아니 지금 지구에 어떻게 되시나 아니 개발했을 거거든.
So I mean, in short, yeah, we have to examine whatever we do with our body, speech, and mind with mindfulness and vigilance, yeah, and to weigh, you know, the benefits, yeah. So whether it's more beneficial for others or not, yeah, and those who engage in activities that are more beneficial for others are said to be the wise ones.
So,
the Aryanarjuna said that despite, you know, extensive study and learning, if one does not put the teachings into practice, then one would be like a blind person who is holding a butter lamp that is lit. Having all the opportunities and all the conditions to practice, knowing all the Dharma and not practicing, is like somebody who is very thirsty but who is in a body of water. Who's sitting in a body of water but still very thirsty. So in Jerum says, Lamrim Chenmo, so Lama Tsongkhapa Jerum says, said clearly that in order to practice the Dharma, you have to know the Dharma. Because in order to know the Dharma, you have to learn it, yeah. Hear it, listen to it, learn it. Yeah. But the point of learning the Dharma is so that you practice it,
yeah.
So in order to practice the Dharma, you have to know the Dharma. So in order to know the Dharma, then you educate yourself, you learn. Yeah? So the point of learning is to educate yourself to know, but the point of knowing is to practice. Yeah? So that's what Jerome Jay said. Yeah? And he also said that, you know, right from the beginning, you know, when you listen to the Dharma, we should must understand clearly from the very beginning that the whole point of this exercise and the learning, reflection, studying and practicing and everything is to subdue the mind, to deal with the afflictions.
Yeah.
And Jay Rinpoche said clearly that if we do not tame ourselves, there's no way, no basis, no reason to tame others. So therefore, subdue yourselves first.
Okay, stop here, huh? Then we start the patient next week.
Oh, so she